Toyota triples it.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Toyota's first-ever operating loss is going to be a lot bigger than first thought. The company said today its loss for the year will be about $4 billion, about three times what it had been forecasting. The world's biggest carmaker is having trouble cutting production fast enough to match the drop in demand. The yen's appreciation isn't helping either. Asian markets still closed higher today because there's a lot of hope the U.S. Senate will pass its version of the stimulus package today. The Nikkei was up more than 1.5%. The Dow picked up 1.33% yesterday, closing at 8,063. Shares in Europe are higher across the board right now. President Obama is pointing to job numbers in his call for lawmakers to keep moving on the $900 billion stimulus. This morning, we'll get the jobs report for January. Economists think the unemployment rate will be at 7.5%. Many states are already running out of money to cut benefit checks. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
States pay for unemployment benefits through a tax on employers. Usually it's enough, but this economy is not usually. 20 to 30 states could use up their unemployment reserves within the next month. What do they do then? Moses Carey is with the North Carolina Employment Security Commission.
At some point in the near future, we may need to borrow money from the federal government.
The last time states borrowed heavily from the feds to cover unemployment costs was in the early 1980s. Rich Hobby at the National Association of State Workforce Agencies says back then, 30 states had outstanding federal loans.
And it took them until the late 1980s to repay those loans.
The interest rate on those borrowed funds is zero if the money's paid back within the year. If not, the interest rate rises to 4.8%, steep compared to the rate banks have to pay, now around 0.5%. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Another cabinet nominee in the Obama administration is having tax issues. This time, it's Labor Secretary pick Hilda Solis. Her husband just paid $6,400 in liens on his auto repair business. Those liens may have been around for as long as 16 years. The White House says Solis isn't in trouble, but the Senate committee voting on her confirmation decided to delay yesterday's vote. Looks like Bernie Madoff has some competition. Today, there's a court hearing on the first fraud case being linked to the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP. The Securities and Exchange Commission says an investment advisor in Nashville, Tennessee, built clients out of $6.5 million by using the TARP as an enticement. Ashley Milne-Tite explains.
Financial advisor Gordon Grigg allegedly told clients he could invest their funds in debt guaranteed by the Troubled Asset Relief Program. In fact, no investment program exists that involves the TARP. Chris Brummer teaches law at Vanderbilt University in Nashville.
To the extent to which the government has been ineffective at communicating the function of the TARP to the U.S. public, you're always going to have opportunities for people to take advantage of this lack of information about the TARP.
By trying to hoodwink the investing public. He says Grigg wanted to lure clients with the idea that anything government-related meant a sound investment. He says with the public desperate to put their money somewhere safe, other financial fraudsters could also use the government as a marketing tool. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
The National Safety Transportation Board usually focuses on commercial airline crashes. This week, they've been looking at air ambulances. In question are companies that send out choppers to airlift people to hospitals. Jill Barchet has this look at how medicine and business collide.
As fans of the TV show MASH know, medical evacuation has been around for over a half century. But it's only recently grown to a $2.5 billion civilian business. In the last 10 years, the number of helicopter ambulances has doubled. but the number of accidents has skyrocketed. Last year, 28 people died in medevac crashes.
This has everybody's attention. We have an accident set of numbers that's completely unacceptable.
Thomas Judge runs a nonprofit medical evacuation program in Maine. He says it's not clear what's causing all these accidents, but he believes money is a factor. Helicopter companies charge $10,000 or more for each mission. If they don't pick up patients, they don't get paid.
They're under pressure to find, you know, flights because the revenue for the system is based on flights. That now we're making a decision that's not based on medicine. We're making a decision that's based on business.
Business concerns are also why many firms are not buying costly safety equipment. Dr. Kevin Hutton is with the Association of Air Medical Services, the industry trade group. He says helicopters are expensive and profit margins are thin.
Anytime we adapt, anytime we add a safety technology, anytime we do anything that's going to cost us additional money, we have no way of getting reimbursed for that right now.
Dr. Hutton predicts new safety costs will force air ambulance companies to retreat from some rural communities. If that happens, it could affect the health of people who live in small towns. Many of their hospitals don't have neurosurgeons or cardiac specialists, and they rely on air ambulances. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay for Marketplace.
On a different note here, I am always amazed at how much change in my change jar adds up when I end up spilling it on the table a few times a year. Now, just think of the jars you could fill up from the change in parking meters. A parking official in Pennsylvania thought about that. Gary Stone is accused of stealing more than $100,000 from meters. He was arraigned on theft charges yesterday. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening and enjoy the weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.